Okay, it's DJ Tay. And in the booth today, we have Mr. Rob Johnson. But, you know, we come up with DJ names when we're in here. So, you got a DJ name you want?
DJ Contractor.
Mm-hmm. Okay, DJ Contractor. We getting official in here. Okay. All right. Well, DJ Contractor, how did you get into, well, I guess you could tell people what you do.
Well, right now, for the last 19 years, I've been in the construction field. Have my own construction company. I got a 12-man crew. We go out, we build houses from the ground up, businesses, stores, you name it. We do it all. That's our slogan.
That's amazing. That's amazing. Did you always want to be?
I learned at an early age, probably at six, that that's what I wanted to do. I always used to follow my grandfather back and forth through. He was a maintenance supervisor, and I used to follow him doing a lot of messing up and in his way, but that's what I wanted to do, I'm sure.
So that's kind of how you got into it, huh?
Yes.
And so is that what you went to college for? Did you major for business or whatever?
No, I went to high school, and from high school I had my first job as a maintenance man in a small apartment community, and from there I just wanted to do something on my own. So I knew right then I never wanted to work for anybody. And
oh, so you didn't go to college, but no, yet you're still successful. That is what's up. So, is there like a wide range of competition that you go against with being in the construction business?
Oh yeah, it's definitely a wide range out here. But you just got to be good at what you do and stay focused. You know, have a good crew, a team. Just do what you do and do it good.
Right. Well, when it comes to hiring people, do you do it personally or have somebody else do that for you?
It's always a personal thing. I like to find out what a person knows. A lot of time you don't have to know anything at all, but, you know, just be willing to learn and able to listen, you know, and you can be good.
But that's what's up. I think we're going to play a little music, come back, ask a couple more questions, and we'll take it off from there.
Thank you.
Okay, well, we're back on. It's DJ Tay Papa and DJ Contractor. So, let me get back to asking the questions, continuing the interview. So, you have three businesses, four, because you do construction, and then you have your hall, you have your barbershop / salon, and you have your clothing place. Mm. Does it get kind of hard to manage all of those?
It does if you try to do it all yourself, but I've always been a firm believer of having a team of people to make things happen, and you always have to trust and believe in each other to everybody plays their own part and get the job done, but you definitely couldn't do it all by yourself, you know. So always think about a team when you want to get out there and try to do your own businesses, you know.
So with the team, has this been the same team that's been with you for the 19 years, or?
Well, actually, my business partner, he's been with me 15 years. I kind of got out there and started by myself and, you know, bumped my head a few times and realized you couldn't do everything by yourself. So I did 4 years by myself.
Right. Mm-hmm. Have you ever second-guessed yourself?
Second-guess myself every now and then, but for the most part, you always go with your first mind and, you know, be sure about everything you do.
Now, when it comes to the job, would you rather be liked or respected?
Most definitely respected.
Right on, right on. Respect. That's what I like to hear. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's all about respect.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what's your proudest achievement?
My proudest achievement was my first nightclub, putting together my very first nightclub. And it was really something that I was always wanted to have and wanted to do. I had no idea of how to go about it. I just kind of jumped in there with a few thousand dollars, and from there I built a $500,000 business, and I got to enjoy it for just about three years or so. And my only mistake was not owning the building. So, you know, just a little thought out there. When you go into business, you want to always buy your building or own your building. It helps a lot.
So you no longer have the nightclub?
I don't have that particular one. I have a smaller one now. It's more of a hall rental now, but right. on a smaller scale.
Well, I think you should open up a nightclub. You know, we could have grand opening. I could be in that DJ, you know what I'm saying? You know,
I am in the process of doing construction on a major nightclub here in St. Louis, and I'm about 50% through with it, but, you know, it's a real good friend of mine, so I'm building it from the ground up, giving her some pointers and helping her put it together.
That's amazing. Mm-hmm, yes. That is just so you can help me build my own nightclub. That's what's up. We're going to have to go into business together.
Let's do it.
I'm going to have my mama call your people, and we going to figure it out all the details. So, is this what you want to do for the rest of your life?
I don't think so. I have a commercial property that all my businesses are pretty much ran out of. I want to be able to sit back in another 5 years and run my construction at a smaller scale, you know, be able to pick and choose what the jobs I want to do and, you know, and just let my business take care of me.
Oh, so you plan on, well, not stopping, but like
yes,
you said.
Slowing down. I put in a lot of long hours, long days, 7 days a week. It takes a lot of hard work to stay afloat.
Well, that's understandable. Yes. Well, I want to thank you for coming in today, DJ Contractor. This is DJ Tay Puffer, and we signing off. You want to say bye?
All right. Bye, everybody, and thanks for the interview.
Thank you for coming in to talk to us. We're going to hit you guys with some music now.